I'm Phil Nee with sports. Three state place winners and a longtime coach are the latest selections for the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Induction ceremonies are scheduled for Saturday afternoon, December 21st, just before the finals of the annual Richland Center Wrestling Invitational. This will be the 25th induction ceremony since the institution of the Hall of Honor in 1999. That year, Hall of Fame coaches Laverne Pieper and Norris Hattelstead were enshrined, along with the Hornets' first state wrestling champion Ron Dobbs from the class of 1969. Honored this year will be Todd Gunderson from the class of 1985, Shay Buck Fish from the class of 1992, Justin Lambreese from the class of 1996, and longtime educator and 20-year head wrestling coach at the Richland Middle School, Andy Spees. Todd Gunderson joins his father Rich and his brother Darren in the RCHS Wrestling Hall of Honor. Todd was a mainstay in the upper weights for Coach Fuzz McCauley, wrestling three seasons as the 185-pounder, including his senior year when he was one of the program's record six state qualifiers and placed sixth for the Hornets that year. Buck Fish also wrestled for Coach McCauley and placed fourth at state his senior year in 1992. He went on to a distinguished coaching career and has long been involved in area wrestling tournaments, operating as an official scorer for the Track Wrestling website. Justin Lambreese was a four-year varsity wrestler for Coach Darren Gunderson, was a member of three Hornet team sectional entries, and was on the only Richland Center wrestling squad to qualify for the state team tournament. He was a three-time state qualifier who totaled 87 career victories and placed fourth at state as a junior at 135 pounds in 1995. Andy Spees served as an assistant varsity coach during the 1972-73 season and was a math instructor and wrestling coach at the Richland Middle School from 1973-74 through the 1992-93 season. During that time, he coached 67 wrestlers who had at one time or another qualified for the state tournament, including 17 of the 21 Hornets who have claimed state wrestling titles. This brings to 82 the number of individuals, along with the 1993 state team tournament squad, now included in the Richland Center High School Wrestling Wall of Honor. Merchants Bowling League action last night. Walsh's Ace Hardware had a 28-25 series. Goplin Insurance, 2,803. Gurner Farms, 2,781. Team Honors, Walsh's Ace with a top game, 10-31. Phoenix Center, 9-62. Goplin Insurance, 9-56. Top series, J.J. Klatt, a 7-10. Jason Gurner, a 6-86. Kevin Genthy, a 6-66. Top game, D.J. Adams, 2-79. Nathan Peck, 2-57. Jason Gurner, a 2-56 in the Merchants Bowling League. Senior forward David Joplin continued his red-hot shooting Wednesday night, scoring 27 points in Marquette's 94-59 win over Stonehill.
I was trying to be more aggressive, try to just be who I am, try to get the game going early. I feel like some games were a little more passive, so I wanted to just try to be aggressive and try to get it started from the jump.
The Golden Eagles are undefeated after seven games. Joplin connected on 10 of 12 shots, including 4 of 5 three-pointers. Cam Jones and Demarius Owens had 14 apiece. Marquette was heavily favored and played that way while claiming the 35-point runaway. The Golden Eagles are back in action again Saturday against Western Carolina at home. Darius Johnson made a career-high 8 three-pointers and scored 28 points to lead UCF to an 84-76 victory over Milwaukee. UCF led for most of the first 10 minutes of the second half, but never trailed by more than 4 points. Bucks coach Doc Rivers told reporters that his team was going to, quote, turn it around soon. It has. Milwaukee ranks in the top 10 for defensive efficiency, and Giannis Antetokounmpo has played at an elite level for the last 5 games. The momentum was also strong for the team, and without Giannis, they were winners at Miami Monday. The hot streak continues, and it comes during a soft spot in the schedule. The Bucks are having to repeat the success against strong opponents to prove it's real to many of the critics. We'll see how it goes as Milwaukee prepares for its next challenge. The Wisconsin women's basketball team tips off this afternoon in the Cancun Challenge. The Badgers take on San Diego State at 12:30. The team's 5-1 start is its best in the last five seasons. Sarah Williams leads the way by averaging a double-double with almost 20 points and just over a dozen rebounds a game. Wisconsin uses its depth to wear opponents down with all 15 players getting court time. Well, there's plenty of football today, a feast of football action, in fact, including tonight's game between the Packers and the Dolphins. The Dolphins and Pack prepare for what could potentially be the first of four straight primetime games. It's possible the December 29th game at Minneapolis against the Vikings could be switched to primetime if they're both still in the running for the NFC North title. Center Josh Meyer says he doesn't like sitting around waiting for the game all day. Quarterback Jordan Love says the team will be ready for kickoff no matter what time it is. Love was asked this week about taking more shots down the field or pulling it in and trying to avoid the interception.
It's definitely always tricky. I definitely am a guy who always wants those big plays, want to put that pressure on the defense and take some of those shots. And, I think it's a credit to the guys we got in the receiver room, too, that I trust those guys to be able to take some of those shots. But, those are the lessons that, I had to learn last year, and I'm continuing to learn. It's just weighing the right time to take those shots, if guys get a step or if we get the right coverage, versus just finding those completions.
And what about facing Miami's defense?
It's tough because on a such short week, this is a defense that they got a lot of stuff in their arsenal in terms of coverages, pressures, and, in a game, they're mixing up their calls and giving you a bunch of different looks. So it's a game that you got to be focused in and dialed in on all the pre-snap tells you might get and just seeing what they're getting to post-snap. But they're a very good defense. They're top 10 in almost all the categories. So, definitely a really good challenge coming here.
Pregame time, 5 o'clock today on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. As we look at some Packer news today, a young Packer fan was denied the prize he won Saturday at a 49ers invasion party at an Ashwaubenon sports bar. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has the story.
14-year-old Joseph De La Rosa, a Packers fan decked out in Packers gear, was at the party, a pregame tailgate hosted by the Niners Empire, a nonprofit fan organization for the 49ers. The eighth grader was with family members who were visiting from Las Vegas who are Niners fans. The boy's number was called to win the football, signed by 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, who is also the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year. A Facebook video shows the group handling the giveaway, not awarding the football to De La Rosa, but opting instead to give it to a 49ers fan.
Obviously, you probably think pretty highly of your Packers, right? Can you just tell me what you think of the 49ers?
It doesn't matter!
De La Rosa was instead given a pair of sunglasses. There is some measure of justice, however, for De La Rosa. The 49ers organization is mailing him a signed helmet. The helmet is signed by safety Talanoa Hufanga, not McCaffrey.
Also in football news today, plenty of football. The Bears and Lions will kick off around 11:30. Giants and the Cowboys around 3:30. And that game tonight between Miami and the Packers at 7:20. Last night in college volleyball, the Badgers held off Ohio State 3-2. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.